Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
You know, folks, every night before we tape the show, I come out here and take questions from the studio audience, and it's so true what they say. There are no stupid questions. There are only my stupid answers. And then we record all of that and show them to you. Jim? Sir, you'll have to do. Yes?
Yeah, I should grow a mustache.
What? I have done it. I have grown a mustache and a beard twice. Not like that, no. No. I've grown a beard, though. I've grown a beard. I've grown what they call the coal beard. People have called it the coal beard. And it comes, and what's weird is that I swear I don't dye my hair, no matter what Andy Cohen says. I don't dye my hair, and because I'm actually gray up in here. But my beard comes out snow white, and it really makes it look like I dye my hair. So I can't do it. Oh, that helps. I saw you first, young lady, yes.
What's one thing you love about your life?
One thing I love about my life?
Yeah.
My wife. My wife's sister is here tonight. She's going to tell my wife I said that, and it's just all going to be smooches when I get home. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just applied to be an intern here this morning.
Did you really? Did you really?
I was wondering if you have ever hired an intern in front of a live studio audience.
No, I've never done that. Are there any other questions? Yes, sir.
Do you like poetry?
Do I love poetry? Do I like poetry? I do like poetry. Yes. I'll tell you the first poem I sent to my wife when we were first dating. I wanted her to know that I liked her. And I didn't know how to tell her that I liked her, that I found her attractive. And we had been talking on the first time we ever met about E.E. Cummings. So I sent her this thing. I just said, oh, I really like Cummings' poem, Mr. Hughes. And I wanted her to go look it up. You know, this is my very sexy English major kind of way of doing it. And the poem goes like this. Mr. Hughes needn't be so spry concerning matters arty, each to his tastes, but as for I likes a certain party. I'll take the He-Man's solid bliss. For Hughes' ideas, I'll match Hughes. A pretty girl who naked is worth a million statues. It's a good one. It's a good one. And we're married and we have kids and everything's great. And I found out after we were married, she never looked it up. Yes, ma'am, right over there.
I came in from Hawaii to see you.
Oh, mahalo. Mahalo, my friend. What's your question? I have been to Hawaii once. I went there on my honeymoon, actually. It was really quite lovely. I had a really great time.
I didn't see that show.
You did? Well, we didn't film it, actually. That I know of. How about the young lady right there in the second row?
When you were a little kid, what did you want to be when you grew up, and when did you stop wanting to be that?
Oh, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a marine biologist. I wanted to be Jacques Cousteau more than anything else. And I stopped wanting to, I didn't stop wanting to, but I gave up on that when I lost my eardrum in this ear because I'm not waterproof. So I gave up on that, and I said, I guess I'll go into improv comedy and host The Late Show. Yep. Yes, ma'am, down there, yeah.
If Donald Trump wanted to be on the show...
If Donald Trump would be on the show? How would I want to interview him?
Yes.
Behind bars.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a five-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.